changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no.
Thanksgiving is just 2 days away, and as I shared with you, the thing I am grateful for is that I'm going to get to cook Thanksgiving and spend it with some really great people, so I'm excited about that. And that's what I am grateful for. Gratitude is Thursday. Tomorrow is Complaint-Free Wednesday, because the opposite of gratitude is complaining. So before we get to gratitude, we want to try at least one day without complaining. And the word complain, just so you'll know, means to express grief, pain, or discontent. I'll say that again. It means to express grief, pain, or discontent. So you have to speak it. You have to articulate it. You can text it. Anything that comes out of you to another person, then it becomes a complaint. If it's just going on inside your head, well, number one, you're normal. And two, we'll talk more about that in a future jumpstart. So tomorrow is no complaining. Thursday is gratitude. And today is forgiving. Wow. Forgiveness. When I was a little boy, my brothers and I fought incessantly, which is not unusual considering how we were treated. My father's resolution for us hitting each other was to hit us and yell at us, and that only further perpetuated that. And my mother, though, would try diplomacy, and ultimately she'd say, I want you to forgive and to forget, right? And so these little boys, these, you know, 7 and 11 year olds or whatever, depending on which brother I was fighting with, we would say, because we thought this was brilliant, we'd seen it in a movie, I'll forgive, but I won't forget. Dun, dun, dun. It was so silly. Forgiveness involves forgetting. There's a man I know who started this amazing nonprofit that has just become globally successful. And he says, I said, what's the key to success? He says, forgetting. I said, what do you mean? Forgetting to be upset when somebody I ask to do something doesn't do it or doesn't do it the way I want it, et cetera, et cetera. Just not letting it get to me, forgetting. Because forgetting and forgiving are tied together. Wayne Dyer, the great Wayne Dyer, was the one who first said that forgiving should be two words, forgiving. It is something for us to give away. And in the process of giving it away, we lighten ourselves. One of the things that surprised me about forgiveness is that forgiveness does not in any way involve going to another person and actively saying anything to this person, like, I want you to know that I have forgiven you. Forgiveness is an internal process. When you look up the word forgive, it is defined as to release your resentment. Let me say that again. Forgive means to release whose resentment? Exactly. It's to release your resentment. It doesn't say anything about going up and trying to be magnanimous and talk to this person. You can forgive a person without ever having any contact with that person again, which is great because it also means that you can forgive people who have died. You can forgive people that are estranged from your life because it comes from releasing your resentment. Dr. Michael the Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith, sorry, Michael, the Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith, star of The Secret and the minister of the Agape Church, says that all forgiveness is self-forgiveness. Now, when I heard him say that, I was like, that's stupid. The more I thought about it, the more I have kept that quote in my mind, because when I first heard it, it was probably 20 years ago that I heard him say this. when I think about things that happened to me, things that happened to me as a child, things that I did not really have control over, I realize that I carry some resentment to myself, for myself, for having not seen it. You should have known better. You should have protected yourself. You should have seen it coming. And that is why it is hard to even forgive ourselves when other people do things. We don't realize that there is a level of criticism and resentment that we develop about ourselves that we need to release. One day I was writing a little post to go on my Facebook page here, and it occurred to me, because I've done several forgiveness exercises for my dad, and yet sometimes when I would think about him, I'd get this bzzzt feeling. You know that bzzzt feeling? It's reactive. It's in your body. It's all tied to your thoughts, believe it or not. And we do have more control over it than we think. But I would still have that, you know, bzzzt feeling, especially if he would call or something like that. And it occurred to me that forgiveness is not a vaccination. Ideally, by now, you've had your vaccination for COVID-19. Ideally, you've even had a booster. But forgiveness is not a vaccination. I've been to forgiveness workshops. We sponsored them at the church when I was the minister there before the complaint-free movement took off. And people would come in and they would teach you these forgiveness exercises, and they were great, and you would do them, and often there would be a lot of tears. But I noticed that people would still come to me for counseling after this person who did the workshop or whatever had left, and still have resentment or upset about the other person. And it occurred to me that forgiveness is not a vaccine. Forgiveness is a vitamin. Forgiveness is a supplement. You can think of it as vitamin F. It's something you need to take every day to get rid of all of the bzz, 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 bzz going on in your brain. And when you consider that all forgiveness is self-forgiveness, whoa, how and or why should I forgive myself? I'm the one that knows the terrible things I've done. Which is really funny. One of the great things about, I would imagine, confession, I'm not Catholic, but I know as a minister, is people love, feel so unburdened by coming in and telling you their worst secret. And when you hear their worst secret, you're kind of like, okay. And there is so much self-forgiveness in that. That resentment goes away when people are allowed to shine light with another person on their darkest secrets. I think that's another reason therapy can be very helpful. We realize we're not quite as crazy as we thought, and we're able to forgive ourselves for what we have done in the past. If you, like me, were raised with a punishing parent, then you probably developed a punishing way of dealing with yourself. When something goes wrong, you tend to attack yourself. Why didn't I think of this? Why didn't I see this? Why didn't I plan for this? Why me? You know, I'm cursed. So people even resent themselves for being cursed. Oh, I've been there before. My good friend John McLean says, it's okay to go places, negative places in your mind. Just don't buy land there. We all do that. We need to forgive ourselves. So before we attempt complaint-free Wednesday tomorrow and a day of gratitude on Thursday, today let us forgive ourselves. I'm going to post in the chat just a moment. I'm going to post a self-forgiveness meditation. This is going to take the place of our song of the day. We are all going to do this forgiveness. It's only 23 minutes, and it is a self-forgiveness exercise. Now, I must warn you, I am posting it right now. I did this every day. I did it once. I did this meditation. Somebody recommended it to me, and I did it. And I blubbered. I cried. And so I decided I would do it again the next day. And I cried again. And I did it until I stopped crying when I did it. And believe it or not, it took me about 21 days. There's that 21-day thing again. It took me about 21 days to get through it. And at that point, I felt like I had adequately forgiven myself. The interesting thing is, when I tend to think of things I wish I had not done or said in the past, or things I regret, etc., I can now remind myself, you forgave yourself for that. You forgave yourself for that. So, before you think about forgiving someone else, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for choices that you've made. Forgive yourself for choices you're going to make. What was the song I was listening to? It's the one about you'll figure it out and I might. Oh, don't worry if you don't know what you're doing. If you don't know what to do, I've spent a little time in worry too. That would be a great song for you to listen to as well. Today, however, I want to invite you to commit to just taking 20 minutes out of your day, because there's an introduction and a close. Take 20 minutes out of your day, and this is a Buddhist meditation. So Buddhism is psychology. Buddhism is not really a religion. People tend to think of it as a religion. It's not. It's psychology. So this is what our goal is for today. Forgive ourselves, to open our hearts to forgive others. Tomorrow, do your best to complain as little as possible. Get a complaint-free bracelet, put it on your wrist or a rubber band or whatever, and just move it from wrist to wrist every time you catch yourself complaining. And then on Thursday, let's celebrate all the things we have to be grateful for. I am grateful for you all. Every morning, I am grateful that there's a group of you that are here, that comment, that are active, that share, and it just warms my heart. Scott and I spoke yesterday, Scott Lesnick, who I interviewed, and he said, what a wonderful community of people. He said, I just was so excited seeing all the comments in the chat box.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Changing, we're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.